And movies. Lights, camera, action today in Hollywood. TV and movie production are resuming as coronavirus restrictions fade. Now, media analyst Tom Lason joining us. He is based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, people were wondering when this would happen. Hollywood apparently feels it's safe to get back to business.
Well, I don't want to throw cold water on this, but having the green light to go and actually going are two different things. The consensus is it's going to be at least weeks until things really start in earnest. There's a carefully negotiated 200-page document that is still weeks away from being ratified by all the unions and the players in the business domestically. There are still big questions about insurance, and it is going to take a long time to stand up major productions. Things that aren't single-camera indie shoots are going to be very difficult to get up and going again. Staff has been laid off. Some of them have found other work. Some of them have fled to other countries where the restrictions aren't as great and they're working on other productions. There's a massive competition going on between countries to gain production and to try to lure productions away from one country that has tighter restrictions than the other. So the green light is there in California. Domestic talk shows probably get rolling pretty quick. Reality shows, single camera stuff probably gets rolling pretty quick. But scripted dramas and multi-camera and major motion pictures are going to be quite a ways off before we say, you know, let's go.
Got to be a lot of tension, right? Because if they're not making new movies, there's going to be a big limitation on their ability to make money.
Absolutely. And even if they, once they get into production and these things start coming off the griddle, there are restrictions in terms of distribution, movie theaters. What does that look like? How willing are people to willing to go and sit in a chair next to somebody or even two seats away in a semi-crowded movie theater? Big questions about the, you know, the safety and how that's going to affect distribution, whether or not crews are going to be willing to gather in the confines of relatively tight spaces and do this. I mean, the workflow is certainly going to become slower and more expensive, and that does not help the revenue model.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more to it with all of the restrictions. I mean, movies already take many months to make. Now it just seems like it's just going to add to that time.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at, you know, from everything from simple things like masking, but also quarantining when you're having crew come in and out of different countries, what your second unit is doing. There are a lot of layers to this, and television works in what we consistently call a workflow. That workflow is basically a machine that's been built by the showrunners and the producers to get you from a blank piece of paper to something you can watch on television. And that workflow has a lot more steps in it and is going to be slower.
Does just the business of Hollywood mean they have to hurry up and get some of this going? I mean, are there certain maybe time limits or other limitations on how long they have to actually get a certain production actually done?
There are contractual agreements that take place. You can only tie up gear and things like that for so long. In California, I mean, there's a rush on right now to get certain things shot just to capture this year's tax credits. So there are lots of moving pieces to this. The public is clamoring for new entertainment. Everybody wants to see new shows on television, to see the rest of the season that they ended up being cut short halfway through on Netflix or wherever. But again, the logistics of this and the actual mechanics when it comes from everything from health and safety to insurance to finding crew and everything else is really going to be a limiting factor.
Always good information from Tom Lason. He's a media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Just ahead, employers.